The Northern Virginia husband and father of two would like to be another Virginia first, the first African-American attorney general. And Fairfax believes his background gives him an edge.
I'm the only former federal prosecutor in the race. I think that's significant in a number of ways. I was in Eastern District of Virginia in Alexandria, which is, you know, considered to be one of the, you know, finest districts in the country. And there you learn to deal with a fast-paced legal environment, very complex and serious legal issues. I was a federal law clerk in that same court and also worked at a law firm, a large law firm in D.C., Wilmer Hale.
Fairfax does not have the legislative experience of his Democratic rival, State Senator Mark Herring, but says he has his own set of unique accomplishments.
Went to Columbia for law school, was fortunate to be selected to the Columbia Law Review there, which opened up a lot of opportunities. I also sat on the Board of Trustees at Duke, so I know what it's like to help be responsible for running a really big university and having some oversight authority, which the AG does as well here in the state. And so those are things I'm very proud of. And being a federal prosecutor, it was a dream job for me.
When asked why he's running, he says he wants people to have a brighter economic future.
And also a safer future. As a former federal prosecutor, safety in communities is something I care very deeply about. And also personally, I think that economic security and opportunity is what changed my life. And I want to make sure that all Virginia families have that exact same opportunity.
Fairfax says an attorney general can help ensure this by enforcing policies that promote fairness and equality. He describes how he plans to tackle some of his priorities as an attorney general.
In addition to cleaning up the private student lending market, to make sure that students have more access to higher education because they're treated fairly. They're not going bankrupt in their 20s and 30s because they get these bad loans. Something I'm very passionate about. Education changed the odds in my life, and I want that for all students. And so that's another way that we do it from the AG's office.
He also wants to protect homeowners and make sure people have access to capital to start and grow small businesses. Fairfax doesn't offer a legal opinion on the state's recently passed transportation funding law and Medicaid expansion, but says he would be prepared in the event of lawsuits or constitutional challenges.
And these are two of the, you know, very sort of significant hot button issues right now, as you know very well. So again, we want to have very careful and refined legal analysis. I know that there is that constitutional inquiry as to whether or not what the GA has done in setting up the commission and saying that, you know, we'd allow Medicaid expansion once certain preconditions have been met, whether that is delegating its authority in a way that violates the Constitution. I don't know that that's the case. We've been looking at that.
He adds that he's not particularly fond of the way that current Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has handled the position. He believes the AG has attacked some fundamental rights, and if elected, Fairfax would have another approach.
And we need to play some offense to defend the rights of all Virginians. So make sure that we expand access to the ballot box and not diminish it. Make sure that we protect women and their reproductive rights and health care and choices, something I'm very passionate about. As I like to tell people all around Virginia, you know, I was raised by a strong woman, I'm married to one, and now I'm raising one.
And although Senator Herring is Fairfax's only opponent in the Democratic primary, he says he's not running against anyone, but for something. In the next segment of our series, we will feature Herring's perspective. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.